Settle yourself into a relaxed and comfortable position. Close your physical eyes and allow your intuitive and your spiritual vision to come awake. Take a deep breath and release it with any tension or tightness. Notice your body. If there's an area that's tight inside yourself, just tell it, relax. Then another deep breath, relaxing the body more so that it does not distract from the inner focus. Get all your coughing and throat clearing done. Now tell your body it's to be quiet from now on so you can listen. We begin by calling forward the light of the Christ and the Holy Spirit, asking that it surround, fill, and protect each and every one of us on our way. Sometimes you'll see it come around you, other times you'll feel it, and other times you'll just know it. Now we open our hearts and we ask for the presence, the love, the guidance of the mystical traveler, knowing that only that which is for the highest good of all concerned, including you, may come forward. We also ask that any negativity or imbalance of any kind that can be released be taken into the realms of light, dissolved or transmuted perfectly under the grace of the Holy Spirit. Let us prepare a place of openness and acceptance, of desire to know our divine heritage, for we're going to journey into the high country, consciously and in full awareness. And so you begin by focusing on your breath, this simple gift from God that we all share equally, that sustains us in this world. Breathing in and out. In and out. Notice your breathing in and out. Watch the quality of it. Is it even? Does it fill you? Do you feel balanced with your breath? Are you relaxed while doing so? Allow the breathing now to settle and guide the consciousness at its own pace. Place your attention on your breathing. And then we begin to move out of the physical limitations of this body. For you are going to ride the breath by moving your conscious awareness into and then beyond it, beyond the confines of the physical body, into a very, very special vehicle called the soul body, for it is as close as your next breath. Notice which part of your body wants to distract you and just tell it to be quiet. You'll get itchy and scratchy and just ignore it till it settles down. Now gather your focus and awareness and start moving into this vehicle called the soul. It's a drifting, gentle, and silent process. However, you can notice the qualities here. The colors, the textures, the sounds, they should not be unfamiliar. A profound peace, deep, fuller loving, purest joy. Just breathe them in. These are qualities of the soul. This sacred place, the soul, has been sacred and kept sacred since the beginning and the dawning of time. It has remained connected and at one with the spirit of creation. The soul, accepting and experiencing, always accepting and experiencing, as simple as breathing in and breathing out. It was in this vehicle that you entered into the physical, the consciousness that is who you truly are, arrived and picked up the body at birth that you now live with. And it is within this vehicle that you shall leave. You see, it is safe and secure here. A feeling of connectedness so present, for you are perfectly protected in this light body, and you can journey higher. Allow your imagination, your awareness, and your devotion to God to guide you upward through the realms. So let it go as you listen and allow your consciousness to be pulled up, following the divine light and sound of God. As it happens, notice which parts of your body are calling for attention and just tell them, be quiet. I'll check you later. You can observe so clearly from this place. The perception is heightened. Your awareness can become crystal clear. As you look around, you may see your physical body, relaxed, safe. For you're moving through the physical realm, traveling effortlessly through the denseness of the physical world. And you see the dominant shapes and forms of this realm, the life patterns that have been laid out for you as a physical being. It all seems so easy from this spiritual perspective. For you know, the physical level holds great opportunity. Within this level are accessible all the other realms of light. This planet, then, can be a springboard to the soul. And maybe, with the proper attitude in that level, it really might be quite simple. Learning and expanding. Holding a focus of love and light for you and for others. Chanting the sacred tones. Living and demonstrating the wisdom of the heart. Now the distractions of this physical plane do not hold your attention for long. There is something stronger that you are perceiving. Qualities of color, sound, that dominate this physical level. And if you look, you can see the planet called Earth bathed in an emerald green light, deep, nurturing. It's as if the whole planet is breathing in and out of this emerald green light, breathing in and out. The green light is bringing forward a healing to the physical planet, to the physical beings there. And within that breathing, you hear a sound. It is a sound of a thunder. Sometimes it sounds close, other times it sounds far away, but it is powerful and deep. Often it sounds like the heartbeat. But now you're riding higher, and the vision of the physical starts dissolving, the thunder becoming distant. For you are moving in this soul body upward in consciousness, gently passing through the division that separates the physical and astral realms. Soon you start to become aware of a new sound, almost a whooshing. It may remind you of the sound of the surf, as if thousands of waves were coming in and releasing their sound to you. And you see the sound as it comes to you, for the astral realm is aglow with a pink and rose light force. So beautiful. The vivid textures of the light and the sound on this level are alive inside you, and you are riding that light, that sound, all the while just observing. For within the glow of this astral realm, you see the dreams of all creation, the hopes of man unfinished, so monumental and brilliant, the land of lost creativity, eons filled with the material of the imagination. And as you look, you see endless lands of floating energy forms, the holding area for the psychic energy forces, all here in the astral realm. But you are ascending higher, upward into the heights of this realm, and you enter into the place known as Summerland. And it is truly that. A place of brilliant sunshine and aliveness. The warmth of the endless summer touching to your heart as you travel to the level just above. For there is much to experience in the inner worlds. Now you are drawn up again by a new sound. A sound of tinkling bells or chimes. It drifts through the sound of the waves below and leads you even higher, for you are moving into the causal realm. And you see this glorious light. You feel its energy as it comes into your consciousness. The bright orange and salmon shades of this realm. You're aware of the delicacy here, this realm of cause and effect, the worlds of the karmic winds, the incredible expanse of fabric that holds feelings and emotions, almost web-like in suspension. You see the vibration of this karmic energy moving across and throughout these levels, across your life in the action of a balancing of the law of ancient actions created, dissolved, and receding like the tides. The constant balancing, the ebb and flow of our journey through life in these emotional levels, karmic actions from millions of existences held here for information, for education, for practice, 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 like angels at the gate, directing us with the wisdom of the past, our past, the wisdom of the ages. And yet the sound so present here within that majestic salmon orange light is fading, giving way to a new tone and hue. For you're being pulled upward ever higher into the spirit. And you see the rich, clear blue light of the mental realms as we move gently into them. As you look around, you see every shade and part of this blue light radiates into your consciousness. And as you open to the sounds here, you hear the water song as you are allowing the clear sound of running water to fill you. You feel it cleansing you deeply, purely. And you also drink of that sound and light. The crystal clarity of this level is being assimilated and absorbed by your consciousness. For there is a purity here. A purity of thought and idea and of infinite wisdom. A sharpening of thought and sense, for you are observing and understanding from the highest levels. Judgments dissolved in the energy of positive neutrality that is present here. And you can acknowledge the work of the masters, the lords whose energy are present, the mind forms of the ages bathed in the most beautiful blue mist, the waters of purification flowing strongly through your awareness, filling you, quickening your consciousness, and gently these images dissolve, for you're moving higher into the etheric levels. Now, allowing yourself to experience the sights and sounds along the journey, safe within your soul. As you listen for the frequencies of the sound here, you notice all is still, a great silence. And yet, there is a distant light pulling you up higher. For there is a familiarity with the color of this light, and you recognize the purple that is guiding you ever upward. You are filled with the knowing of that light, and that silence is followed by the echoes of distant buzzing. As you are following the light and sound through the etheric realms of existence, freely traveling through these levels of violet and purple light, your vision filled with immense matrix of shapes and symbols here, all vibrating ever so slightly, the buzzing that is now so present. You see the chaos of all creation here at once, molten, malleable, nothing real distinct, but rather as within a puzzle, hidden, magical, and you are floating higher and higher, for this is the void, the endless and empty space that separates all the lower levels from the soul. The darkness is so close. No sign of the magnificence that is on the higher side. For to secure a place above you, all karma of the negative realms must be dissolved. And you sing the sacred names of God, asking for guidance and protection as you move upward towards the cosmic mirror, the great reflector of all under the law, and energy that is less than the soul. And as you look, you know that this too shall pass. The separation of the negative and positive worlds will recede as the souls of light continue to evolve upward through this abyss. But now the traveler's energy touches down from above. The golden purple light, so incredibly powerful and brilliant, the sign of the traveler's presence, touching into your heart, filling your soul with the light of the Christ, lifting you through higher and higher realms as you ride the traveler's love up and to the soul realms. You find you are overwhelmed by the divine love here and the joy, as if you could hear God's laughter now. With each breath, the deepest and most profound peace filling you, bathing in the divine ocean of love and mercy. The waters nourishing and healing you, for this is the land of the sound of God's word. And that sound is everywhere. The most heavenly singing of angels, the flutes of light playing, thousands of the sweetest tones and voices all together. The melodies of the soul become clearer as you attune to them, allowing yourself to drink of these celestial melodies. For you have prepared a place inside, that place within you where the traveler resides is opening and expanding. Purified in the light that is all around. This majestic golden light everywhere, so present. Every shade and hue of gold, all aspects of the light here at once. And the clear radiance of the Holy Spirit washes through you as you look upward into the God realms above, into the worlds without end. The line of the traveler's energy stretching upward in the most glorious colors. Colors not seen with the physical eyes, beyond description from the physical world, but accessible through the spirit, through your soul. For this is the hue, the audible light stream that extends beyond expression into the heart of God, into the oneness of all, the divinity that is your spiritual heritage, for you are heir to the traveler's line of energy, the light and sound that comes to you through your own Christ consciousness. And in this moment, you may choose back again, to choose to walk the spiritual path of the initiates of the Lord. Choose the sound current, your own soul. And you can do this. You can choose by the most simple yet profound demonstration of devotion, an ancient tradition that has endured the ages of all existence, an embracing of the sound, a devotion to the sound of God, to chant the names of the Lord. For you know their power and protection. For you who are eternally vigilant can chant your way up and into the heart of God, into the place of your true spiritual birth, into the place that is your home. For this is a choice that is yours to make, now and always. Within the simple choice, you allow yourself to listen for a moment, simply listening to the inner levels, to the voice of the Lord. And you know that now it is time to gather the experiences of this journey into your heart as you continue traveling the inner worlds, following the guidance of the traveler, following the light and the sound of God as you project your tones before you, and as you simply continue chanting and listening, chanting and listening, reaching for the Holy Spirit, seeking the traveler in the highest realms of spirit as effortlessly as breathing in and out. For your soul is as close as your next breath. Now, without being guided by my voice in this physical world, shift all of your attention inwardly, not letting anything in this world distract you, but let everything that happens in this world remind you to turn inward to the sweet form, the sweet sound, the sweet embrace of the Lord, and therein ride the destiny into your own kingdom. Now just silently, with devotion, with dedication, consecration, lift yourself up higher than before, keeping your awareness on all the levels at the same time.